Hello, good humans, and welcome back to Self with Amanda. I am your host, Amanda Tran. And on this podcast, I share ideas, experiences, and have conversations to explore the self. By developing our own self-awareness, we can better show up for ourselves and those around us and hopefully all live happier and healthier lives. On today's episode, I am exploring the difference between resource gathering and information and taking action. What do you think is the difference between an individual who has seen radical change in their life, their behaviors, who has broken out of the cycle of toxic relationships, and another individual who remains unchanged, who still exhibits the same behaviors, thought patterns that don't serve them, have never served them, and don't serve others, and who is still repeating the same toxic cycle of relationships, who is still attracted to the same kinds of people? Well, I'm sure that you have an idea of where this is going, given what I said in the intro. And the thing is, between these two people, they probably have a lot in common in terms of information, access to information and access to resources. And here I want to ask you a question. Is your life still the same? And when I ask this question, I'm not talking about things on the outside, right, that people often measure differences in, meaning scaling up in your career and earning more money and seeing more opportunities. All those things are great things. They are fruitful things. And I'm not discounting that. But my question about whether your life looks the same or not, what I'm really asking is you as an individual, if you are still the same, and that sameness is in the same level of reactivity, in volatility. Are you attracted to the same kinds of people if you've previously been attracted to, you know, a lot of red flags or drawn into more toxic relationships? Are you still as reactive? Do you still handle conflict the same way? Do you notice the same thought patterns when you are triggered? And I ask that question because something that I've seen in this wellness space, in this self-help, personal growth, self-development space, is we all have an incredible availability of resources and information at the moment. This is a great time to work on yourself, and all the info is there. And I can see that people are out there reading all the self-help books. And real quick, I want to pause and say, this episode is here because I've been this person. This is not coming from a place of judgment whatsoever. It's coming from an honest recognition that often we can be here gathering all the information and do nothing about it. So what was I saying? You can have read all the self-help books, and this was me. Reading all the self-help books, following all the right channels on social media, going to therapy, talking things through, accruing the wisdom, the advice, and probably being able to recite all of that as well. In terms of being aware and self-aware, I would have considered myself along my journey. A lot of the times I would have considered myself very self-aware. Now, I come back to that original question. What is the difference between those two individuals? It's not the access to information or the access to resources. The reality is both people can have all the same information, resources, access to therapy, can have all of that. But why is it that one person's life looks radically different to another? And not because we're comparing the two, but as in compared to the person that they were before. When we talk about personal growth, the idea is that you can see how you've grown, right? If you take a plant and you grow it from its seed, you can see the difference. You visibly see the difference. And there's stuff on the outside, and then there's the health and growth of the plant. And if it becomes fruitful, if it's a little fruit tree and it starts spurting fruit, oh my gosh, I'm so bad with like plant stuff. So that was very basic, and I hope that was right. Anyway, the point of personal growth is being able to see growth happen, which means change has to happen. If you're a seed and 5 years later you still look like a seed, there's no growth, right? So the difference between these two individuals is this. It is a willingness to take action and the discipline to continuously take action so that it becomes consistent. It's about building the consistency of action into your life in order for you to change. Something that I learned about myself, being a person who is really thirsty for knowledge. I've always loved learning and researching stuff and getting into the layers of it all. What I realized a few years ago is that I got caught up in a lot of this resource and information gathering. I was a consumer of the information, but ultimately that knowledge died at the end of my thoughts. Ultimately, I had all of this available to me, but without taking action, nothing in my life was going to change. And I'm not sure that there was a specific point in time where I really woke up to this. But when I look back in hindsight, I can see I spent thousands of dollars, lots and lots of money in therapy. I spent hours sitting in the chair talking about things to death. I spent hours, obviously, there, and was reading books. I was listening to podcasts. I was purchasing courses on communication. I was researching and doing couples therapy. I was like just grasping at all of these things. But without action, nothing changes. And that's the key difference between two people who can have the same access to the information. But the person who is willing and then takes the action, not just a willingness to act, but then follows through, has the discipline to follow through with action, that is the person who comes out changed. The thing about being in this space and growing our self-awareness is we can often fool ourselves into thinking, I am aware of what's going on for me. I'm aware of who I am, and I see, you know, my shadow side. I see the stuff that I need to work on. Awesome. You know, that is absolutely the first step. Being able to recognize those things, fantastic. But here's the key. If nothing is done following that, if you can see all those things, but you don't choose to act in your best interest and do something about it, if you don't choose to act in a way that's perhaps different than what you've always done before, if you don't choose to take action to break particular habits, to break certain behavioral patterns, to draw clear boundaries with people so you stop being a people pleaser, if you don't do these things, nothing changes. Now, in my life, I have shared in previous episodes how I've been caught in particular behavioral patterns and in toxic, very kind of toxic dynamics. In my last relationship that was toxic and abusive and extremely unhealthy, I saw certain behaviors of mine come to surface. You know, this relationship really triggered it and brought it out of me. And the interesting thing is that was a long way into my journey. You know, I've been on this growth journey for 12 years now. So at that point, for about a decade, maybe just under a decade. And I had all of this knowledge. If you questioned me on things, I could tell you about nonviolent communication. I could tell you about healthy conflict resolution. I could tell you what red flags were. I could tell you what a toxic relationship was. I could recite all the information, all the knowledge, and I could say all the right things. And yet I was still living in it and unwilling. And that's the key thing, was I was unwilling to do the hard thing. I was unwilling to walk away from the relationship. I was unwilling to choose myself, to actively love myself and advocate for myself. And so I stayed. And I stayed thinking and fooling myself into believing that things could just change if I like tweaked this and did that. And so, you know, when we do that, there's this false sense of belief that we are taking some type of positive action. But the reality is the one action I was avoiding taking was, one, an acceptance of this person for who they were, as they were, as he was, right? Like, this was just someone who had a lot of his own unresolved stuff, that I was not the person to fix it. It's not my right and it's not my place. It's not my duty. And that it was emotionally manipulative and abusive. I could see it, but I refused to accept it. First, lack of action. And then I allowed, and even that passive allowing might not seem like an active action, but what it was I was failing to do something, knowing that it wasn't right for me. I still chose not to. And that's the active decision, is choosing not to do something is still an active decision, right? And it wasn't until I finally made the decision to walk away from the relationship and then book flights and get the hell out of there. I pretty much fled the country. Within a week, I was out, thankfully. And that was the first significant key action that I took in order to advocate for myself and to love myself. And that was the start for me. My journey of loving myself, although it's, you know, started a lot earlier, that was the key turning point, was walking away from something that I knew was not good for me, was not right for me, even though I loved this person and wanted it to work. First action. However, I got back to Australia, and of course, all of those patterns that get built in, they're still there. Just because you do something once, it doesn't mean it becomes a habit. Just because I practiced this self-love that one time with a key significant action doesn't mean that I now loved myself. I'd only done it once. So of course I fell back into the behavior, the same thought patterns of going, okay, maybe this can work. Maybe we can figure it out. Maybe it's not so bad. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I need to, you know, do these things and work on myself. And the discipline that comes in when I talk about action is about doing something again and again and again until it becomes second nature and a habit. And that's something that I wasn't used to yet in the context of, you know, this relationship and in the context of choosing to actively love myself. And so it wasn't until a couple of months later when I finally cut off all communication, and that was the action. But again, that wasn't enough yet. For me, establishing a love for myself meant I now needed to start taking actions that showed me that I loved me. And I needed to foster an opportunity for me to fall in love with myself I was going to say again, but it wasn't again. I'd never really been in love with myself. And so I had to learn how to do that and step out of the norm that I was used to and do it. And I was like, okay, well, how does one fall in love with oneself? And if you think about how you fall in love with anyone, I mean, it comes with quality time and getting to know a person. And so I started taking myself on dates. And for people who are used to like going out and eating alone, maybe this doesn't sound bad at all, but that just wasn't something that I was used to. You know, I was always someone who was much more comfortable around company. And so, you know, I'd eaten like alone here and there, but it was kind of just like eating a meal for the eating and then going on with my day. But I made a decision to take myself on a date. I looked up restaurants that I thought I would enjoy, and I went there, put my phone away, and I sat enjoying the food and enjoying my own company, thinking about things to ask myself like I would another person. And there was a layer of discomfort that sat there because a part of me felt like people were watching me and judging me and thinking like, what's this weirdo doing? Even though no one actually cares. Like, who cares if someone's sitting at a restaurant by themselves? Like, I've never cared seeing that, but it doesn't matter how much logic you throw at it. There was a part of me that did care and was concerned, and that was okay. And I started practicing telling myself that I loved myself, you know, hey, Amanda, I love you. And it felt weird, and it was a strange, uncomfortable thing to do. And it's still something I practice now. I invested time into me when nobody was watching, when no one was paying attention. I wasn't recording it on social media or posting it. I just spent time with me. And, you know, that was something I did last week. And I love it. I love just being like, hey, I'm going to take myself on a date. I drove down to the beach, went for a little walk, tried to suss out a pain au chocolat for myself because that's what I like, went for a swim in the water, and just spending quality time with myself, which is quite different to like being by myself. It's with me, you know, really approaching myself like I would another person, which is with a sense of curiosity of, hey, let me get to know you. And I know that might sound a bit woo and weird, but something that I like to remind myself of is the dynamic nature of us as humans. We don't have to be static. And so for me, part of this journey is I am seeing myself change. I'm seeing my mindset being challenged often. So I want to approach myself as like, hey, let me get to know you and let me see what's new about you. Now, through these practices, just for this alone, you know, I know that I'm really simplifying this and just taking this down to one thing, which was like, okay, decision, active decision to love myself. And these were the actions that I took to get there. But as I applied these actions into my life, things started to change within me. Not necessarily things on the outside, but within me, things were changing and things were different. My voice from within became louder and clearer. I felt more settled as a person. I felt more self-assured, more confident. And we often talk about knowing our worth. And I think that maybe in the language of it all, that we can perhaps parrot it back because it's stuff that we've heard. You know, we can say, yeah, I know my worth and stuff. But I know for myself, there have been times when I've said it and then I knew genuinely what it was, my deep inherent worth. And the big difference between these two is the same difference as having the information and taking action. On the one hand, you can simply say things, right? You can have the knowledge of something. up here in your mind. But then there is a deep knowing within your body, within your soul, if you want to call it that, your spirit, whatever it is that you want to label it. But from a deep place within, there is a knowing, a certainty without a doubt. And the path to get there for me is consistency in action. It's discipline in action. That is what leads to our minds changing, our reactive nature changing to the same thought patterns and stories that we might tell ourselves, that they slowly shift. Because without any of that action, if you just have the information, you're essentially just trying to kind of delete some files and replace them with other information. But the reality is it all sits there. There's no way to just drain it out and pretend like it didn't happen. So we gather this information and we try to convince ourselves. But the body knows. And that's the thing, right, is there were times in my life when I would have told myself, yeah, I love myself. Sure, I take care of myself. And I could say those things, and maybe on the outside it appeared as such as well. But deep down, I didn't. Deep down, I still felt lost and lonely and incomplete, misaligned with me, unaccepting of who I was, who I am. So my hope in talking about this today is as an opportunity for you to reflect here. And the question here is, are there things that you notice within yourself that are still the same that you've wanted to change? Are there things that you know within you that you've avoided? Whether that's avoided accepting particular narratives or an unwillingness to accept a particular truth? Are there actions that you've been avoiding? Actions that bring in a healthier, more connected version of you? Are there certain patterns that you were drawn back to repeatedly? Are there certain red flags and toxic people that you find yourself drawn back towards consistently? And again, I am sharing this completely free of judgment. If you've answered yes to any of these things, if you feel stagnant in a particular area that you've been hoping to grow in, then what I'm inviting here is an opportunity to consider actions that you've been avoiding or actions that you haven't taken. Or if you haven't even thought about the fact that there are actions you could take, then perhaps that's the challenge, is what can you do? You know, we call it doing the work, not just knowing the work or reading the work or hearing the work. It's doing the work because action is needed. And without action, there is no change. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you enjoy the show, please rate and review it. You can share it as well. Share the love. You can watch this podcast on YouTube or listen on Spotify or anywhere else you get your podcasts. Please follow me on Instagram at Self with Amanda. I'm also on TikTok now. Oh my gosh. And on YouTube as well. I appreciate you just being here and supporting the show. So thank you so much for your time. And I will see you next Thursday. Bye.